speaking of people who are being raided, the Central Coast Mariners.
Mm.
It's a sorry old time for the Central Coast Mariners. They've lost another today. Jack Clisby off to Perth.
Heartbreaking.
I mean, I actually think that the Jack Clisby has been one of these players that's been maximised by Stadich.
Yeah, he's definitely been something of a punchline in recent years in the league, a bit like Mark Warren used to be, not quite that bad. But I think he's not given enough credit for what he brings. Stadich certainly likes to use him as the more advanced of the two fullbacks. He takes a lot of set pieces as well. He's actually got quite a good left foot with his crosses. So he's been trusted with sort of wide delivery of set pieces, not too many direct shots on goal. But it's certainly a huge loss for Central Coast. Not as big as losing Alan Stadich, but I suspect he's not the first to go this offseason.
No, well, I know that Ron Toniuk is being linked with moves elsewhere as well. But one big move that did happen today as well that we want to bring up, just because he's a part of our collective brand, I guess you could call it that. We have stocks in him as Dylan Wenzel-Halls, and we're now going to be able to see him in the flesh a lot more frequently because he signed for Western United, Josh.
Yeah, that is a really big departure. I think he's really dropped off in the second half of this year, I'm afraid. You know, he started so brightly. But, you know, he's not the most productive attacking player in the league this season, as I thought he was going to be.
Mm.
But...
Well, I think, in that respect, Riku Danzaki really stole the show in the front third.
And he dropped off as well when Scott McDonald left, because he didn't have that striker to play off.
Yeah.
He's really good playing passes into Scott McDonald's feet, or being the third man runner when there is another player passing into Scott McDonald's feet. He was really good at running in behind off him and you know, being able to pick up that bounce pass. I do think he's going to be a good acquisition for Western United because they just needed a little bit more pressing intensity and pace in their front line. Besart Berisha, I'm not sure where this leaves him. I think he's out of contract. I'm not sure if he's done in the A-League.
Daddy Thunder.
Ooh, that would be nice.
It
would be a nice full circle completion of the... the kind of football belongs.
Ever since I saw him at not Frank Holohan, at George Andrews Reserve, in that Football Belongs mini doc, I've been manifesting Besart Berisha to the MPL Victoria with the Dandenong Thunder. I'm not sure Hamish Watson would be a huge fan, but everyone else would be. That's for sure.
That would be amazing. I mean, I think it's almost destined to happen at some point. I don't know whether Besart Berisha thinks he's done in professional football, though. That's the thing.
We'll bring in the FFA Cup chat later, but just imagine like an old Bess, like a 30, you know, 37, 38, 39-year-old Bess playing for Dandy Thunder and causing some massive cup set against A-League opposition. Like, oh, so good. That would be so. But we'll park the FFA Cup chat for there because there's one other transfer, not confirmed, rumour transfer that I want to mention to you, Josh, because you might get a bit of a chuckle. This one being reported by a website called, not The Onion, not The Batuta Advocate, Celtic Now and Forever. Celtic boss interested in signing lightning fast right winger. who immediately springs to mind?
Ooh.
If you think from the A-League.
Maybe a Chris Economy.
Wrong. Elvis Campsober is the obvious answer. And he's being very legitimately linked with a move to the biggest club in Scotland. Well, in some people's opinions, the biggest club in Scotland.
What's the source quoted for this?
CelticNowAndForever.com.
They claim
no source. They say Celtic could be ready to make an offer for Elvis Campsober, who currently players. No, that's not a mispronunciation. They have literally wrote players instead of plays for Australian side Melbourne Victory. As Ange Postecoglou aims to raid, he has never signed an Australian player while he was at Yokohama, his former club. It's a talent. No inverted commas there. Talent is used in a literal sense.
I think somebody's pranking them. I really think these websites will publish anything if it gets some clicks. And I think somebody has messaged them on Twitter saying they have intel and they've just run with it, because they have no idea about Australian football and they've never watched Elvis Campsober play. There is no way. I mean, obviously there is no way. But it looks like slightly more plausible because he scored a few goals in kind of A-League junk time towards the end of the year.
I mean, the general consensus
if you're just looking at his transfer market page and just this season stats, you might go, oh, maybe, you know, he's scored a couple of goals.
I mean, the consensus is that, you know, Cam Sober's days may be numbered in the A-League, but I didn't think it was meant like that. I didn't realise that was the interpretation. The funny thing about this article, not just the hilarity of the actual suggestion, is that when it first came up on my feed, I saw the feature image, which actually shows Cam Sober chasing Dylan Piraeus in possession. I thought, well, you know, if Dylan Piraeus got a move to set, that would actually be quite interesting. Like, that could maybe work. But then I read the article and saw it was Cam Sober, and I was like,
interesting.
Yes, that's a bit different.
Elvis Cam Sober has also almost never played on the right flank this season. He's mainly played on the left.
I like
or
that
in
that's
a
your
10.
Favorite logical inconsistency no, to just, this.
Not, I mean, but
not the source, not the name
be
of the
available,
website.
Like a cursory glance. Anyway, whatever.
Well, I think anytime you're linking Elvis Cam Sober to Celtic, that's probably the as good of a sign as you could possibly get that you need to move somewhere else.
Hey, who knows? Maybe this is true. Maybe Ange sees something in him that nobody else does.
Not a bad point. Maybe this is true. Maybe it makes us look.
Imagine like Elvis doing his backflip celebration in front of the in front of a packed Celtic Park.
Like, that would actually be good. I would enjoy that part. Also, as a Hearts fan who plays Celtic on the opening day, really crossing my fingers that they do play and start Cam Sober, because it would be very funny. But if it did happen, it would make us look like fools.